Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. Hey, in this video, I'm going to be giving you three different ways to invest your money and the pros and cons of each way. Get the pen and paper out. Hey, everybody, this is Dominique with DJH Capital Management coming to you on YouTube, helping you to do more with your life and money and make that bigger, better decision around financial literacy, personal development, and economic empowerment. And today, I'm going to be covering three different ways to invest in the markets, but I'm going to give you the pros and cons of each so you can kind of decide which one is best for you. Let's dive right in. By the way, if you haven't subscribed, what are you waiting for? Hit that subscribe button right now so you can make sure you get all the updates on this channel when we release them. All right, there are so many different ways to invest out there. I want to break down the three probably most popular ways. And when you think about investing, I want you to think about it in the scope of, you know, how much does it cost me? How much out of pocket versus how much I'm going to earn? You want to think about what type of service model am I going to receive and what type of support, right? Am I going to get any advice? Am I going to have access to, you know, let's say some higher level, more sophisticated, strategic type models? And how accessible is this platform? You know, is it going to cost me to get my money or, you know, do I have to go through a person? So those are the four factors when we describe these three different ways to invest, and we'll evaluate all three ways in light of those four factors. So let's look at self-directed. This is probably the oldest and the most popular way in that you can just go do it yourself. It's very convenient as far as accessibility. You probably have 24/7 access to your accounts, minimal paperwork in order to get things open. And you probably don't need a lot of money to start. You know, some brokerage firms may, you know, require a certain level of funds in there, but that's usually going to be associated with the type of service model you want, which brings us to the service. Now, for the most part, if it's do it yourself and you've opened up the account yourself, you're probably going to be relegated to self-serving it, which means that if you call an 800 number, you may get somebody that's a financial advisor, probably not. They're, you know, firms like Schwab or TD Ameritrade, they hire people to help you out, but for the most part, the service is going to be limited. The advice is definitely going to be limited. That factor, I would say, ranks pretty low. They're typically, unless they're a financial advisor and they've gotten your risk tolerance, you know, the law prevents them from giving you investment advice per se. So you're not going to get a lot of investment advice around that. As far as cost, though, all you're going to do is really pay for trades. You're not going to have to pay an advisor. You're going to have to pay any annual fees aside, maybe just for maintaining the account, maybe annual maintenance fees that would be very nominal. But, you know, you might have anywhere from, let's say, $7 a trade up to probably high teens, $18.95, $20 a trade. So this is by far probably the least amount of cost, at least from tangible costs. Intangible costs, if you make a mistake, those can be, you know, those can balloon out, but let's leave that for another episode. We would say the self-directed probably, if you're so inclined to spend the time that it takes to research the investments that are going to help you reach your goal, this could be a very viable option. I would say in my 20 years of doing this, I've probably seen anywhere from, let's call it 2 to 5% of the population that are actually capable of doing this and carrying it out in a way that is successful for them and what they would like to do. Let's move on to the next way. All right, the managed route, which would be hiring an advisor or an advisory team, whether that be a big JP Morgan type Merrill Lynch or something more, you know, let's call it family oriented, like a firm like mine, or maybe even a little larger firm that has, you know, a few advisors, anyway, from a few advisors to a couple dozen. It runs the gamut. But the point is here, when we're evaluating the four factors, from a cost standpoint, this is probably going to cost you about 1% a year on average. So for every $1 million, or not for every $1 million, but for like $1 million an account, you would pay a quarterly fee, usually billed in advance, of 1%, which would be about $10,000 a year. So $2,500 a year. And what you're paying $2,500 a year for is really for all the work that would go into you picking a portfolio, making sure you're tracking on your goals, giving you reports that show the progress, and providing any ancillary service around the investment of your funds is what that firm you're hiring or that advisor you're hiring is going to use those funds for, is to provide that service model. So from a service model standpoint, this probably wins out, obviously, over you doing it yourself, because you normally don't have the expertise. In a case like myself, you know, I've gone through extensive training and been in the industry for some time now. So all that expertise you would be leveraging in the case that you hired me or someone like me. So that's where service wins out. Accessibility, you know, for the most part, you're going to have the same accessibility. You have online access to your accounts. Now, there may be some instances in when you hire an advisor that puts you into something that's a little less liquid, and it may take a little while to get to your accounts, maybe, or the funds in those accounts to liquidate those investments. But aside from that, you're going to really have 24/7 accessibility to those funds. And I would just say from an advice standpoint, it depends on the advisor you hire, right? You know, you're going to definitely have the have higher level access to maybe more sophisticated and strategic models to reach your goals. And that's probably why you're paying that advisor that amount. So that would probably win out on the do-it-yourself route or the self-directed route. So let's move on to that last way, which would be the robo-advisor or the automated platform. All right, we can probably use a whole segment separate from this one to talk about automated wealth platforms or robo-advisors. And I promise you, I will do a future video on that. But for suffice to say for today, automated platforms basically are going to be ways in which you take that self-directed way that we talked about first and the managed way and kind of marry them together. It's kind of in the middle. It's not quite all the way, all the benefits of the managed, and it's not all the benefits of the self-directed. So let's break those down. So you have platforms like Wealthfront and Acorns and Robinhood, and what they allow you to do is a couple different things. One feature that I like is the fractional investing. So let's say you don't have, you know, $200 a share to pay for Apple, or, you know, $700 a share to pay for some other stock. You can do what is called fractional investing inside of apps like Robinhood or Acorns or even Wealthfront, where you put in your $500 or your $1,000 and it's split up amongst a basket of investments, and you're able to have ownership in companies like Apple, although you don't have to pay the full price, the $200 a share or whatever it's trading at that point in time. So that's a unique feature usually associated with these automated wealth platforms, where you can take your $10,000 and it's spread amongst a basket of investments, and you can own, you know, really the universe of investments, which is pretty cool and neat. And it's pretty much the same price of self-directed, if not a little cheaper. I would say on the service side, again, it's pretty much on the self-directed side. You're not going to get a lot of support. You're not going to get a lot of advice either. One of the things that are kind of, I would say, common on these platforms is a risk questionnaire that maybe asks you anywhere from 5 to 10 questions about what type of investor you are, whether that be, you know, aggressive or moderate or conservative. And it allows you to buy into a model. And that model is supposed to help you get to your financial goal. Now, there's not going to be a person that is necessarily calling you about the model or giving you reports about how the model is doing versus your goal. That's going to be all up to you. But suffice to say, the model or models are there. And this allows you to kind of have a little bit of a bumper rail, if you will, around what type of investment strategy you have. Just kind of think about when you're bowling, in order to kind of stay out of the gutter, sometimes you put the bumper rails up in order for the ball not to go into the gutter. And that's what these models are designed to do, is to help you not make a really bad decision. If you stick with the model, for the most part, you should get pretty close to your goals, although it won't be perfect. So that's what those are really designed to do. I would say that if you are the type of person that likes fractional investing, and you would like to, you know, maybe let's say mitigate or reduce some of the costs that it would be to hire an investment manager, then this would be a good way for you to go. Usually the minimums are pretty low. In a case like Wealthfront, I think you can maybe invest up to 10,000, or the minimum account balance has to be 10,000. They may have changed that, but you can just check on any of these platforms that I named, Wealthfront, Acorns, Robinhood, to see if there's any minimums. Usually they're not, and that allows you to invest your money, no matter what size it is, and go ahead and start getting into the game or into the market. Okay, now if you would like to see more around these investment topics, as far as the ways to invest, whether it be automated, self-directed, or managed, leave me a comment below so that I can know what you want to hear. Take care for now. Bye-bye.
Hey there. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment, as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.